This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The South Korea trade deal we told you a couple of days ago was going to happen has formally happened. Both sides made the actual announcement today. Lots in the thing, of course. Cars, a clause on currency manipulation, also steel. South Korea gets out from under the steel tariffs that went into effect last Friday, but in return will limit how much steel it sends here. And by here, I mean here. Los Angeles, about 6 miles south of Marketplace World Headquarters in downtown, sits Hannibal Industries, the biggest manufacturer in the western part of the United States of steel pallet racks. They take rolled steel and turn it into racks and tubes used for those giant shelving units you see in warehouses in places like Costco.
Oh, yeah, now look at this.
It's actually real heavy industry. It is noisy, giant stamping machines all over the place.
And those rolls are just steel. It's just rolls. It's cold. Just rolls and rolls of steel.
I made my way inside the corporate offices. Executive Vice President Steve Rogers and I sat for a bit, and I started with what tariffs or the threat of tariffs have meant for him in real terms.
Listen, any business likes stability, right? You like to have some kind of forward look as to what your supply is going to be and some idea of what it's going to cost. Now, being in the steel industry now for 30 years, we're used to volatility. If you look at the price of steel on the CRU, you know...
CRU.
CRU. It's a steel index.
Got it.
Okay. So a low of $350 a ton, a high now of $886, $890. And, you know, over that last 10 years, it's been volatile. But this is a little bit different. This is not just a pricing volatility, but a supply... A pinch on the supply, especially on the West Coast.
Does it feel different, or is it actually different yet? I mean, these tariffs have only been in the news like a month?
Been in the news a month, been percolating for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us in the industry have kind of been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And last month, it came to a crescendo. But there's still so much. It's so fluid. And it looks like... South Korea is going to continue to supply steel to the United States at about 70% of their average between 2015 and 2017.
And that's good news for you.
It is. On the West Coast, it is.
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember, on the West Coast, we only have one hot roll mill, okay? So this isn't the heart of the steel country.
When you say hot roll mill, you mean the big, scary-looking furnaces?
That... Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So that's our raw material, right?
Got it.
Flat roll steel.
Yep.
We only have one mill on the West Coast. So
you need foreign imports.
Absolutely. The United States does. Okay?
Well,
there's more demand for steel in the United States than overall capacity.
Explain that a little bit, because the Trump administration's line has been, we're going to increase domestic production. You see plants coming online and 500 people being hired in steel mills back east. Is that not going to do it for you?
You know, I try to stay out of the politics of it.
Yeah, no,
really,
I get that.
Really, what I'm interested in is having a stable steel supply, especially to the West Coast, because we're primarily centric to the West Coast.
Let me ask the same question in a different way. Can the domestic steel industry supply what you need?
Supply what we need or what? Supply on a macro?
Domestic demand.
No.
Of which you are a part.
No. No.
Are you already seeing increases in the price of your raw materials?
Yes.
How much?
I've seen 30 to 35%.
Wow. And are you're passing those costs on?
We're trying to. But well, at some point, there's a threshold.
Yeah.
So let's say you're going to expand your warehouse.
Yep. Need more shelves and tubular steel.
Your business is good.
Yep.
And so you've got a plan, and you've got an ROI on the equipment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is our product, right?
Yep.
So let's say it's $1 million. And that gets signed off, and the ROI looks good, and the expansion plan goes on. And now it's $1.5 million.
$1.3 million, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that at some point changes the calculus, and people either believe this is temporary, so I'm going to put it on hold, or, you know, if that's going to be the cost, then we're not ready to do it.
Are your customers coming to you and saying, hey, Steve, man, I can't make this one now. I can't do it.
Not yet.
You expecting
it? Not yet. I don't know what to expect because I really don't know how it's going to shake out. Again, it's so fluid, Kai. It's so fluid. I mean, what we learned today gave our company a little comfort in that our supply may not be pinched as hard as it has been for the last 2 months. So, I mean, 2 months ago, there was no foreign offering for steel, at least to the West Coast.
Right.
They just, you know, there was too much uncertainty, and you're talking about a 25% tariff.
So foreign steelmakers preemptively said, we're just going to hold off on the
American
market
off.
For a while.
Exactly. To ramp up steel production in the United States takes time. Mm-hmm. And so the domestic mills are taking care of their customer base, first the contractual customers, right? And then people like us who buy on the spot market, there was allocation happening. And mills, domestic mills would say, we're only going to allow you to buy X number of tons a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I appreciate you not wanting to get into the politics of this.
Good.
Well, yes, but wait for the question. A lot has been made of the desire to protect American steel jobs with these tariffs. What's not talked about so much by the administration are the many more jobs in this economy that depend downstream on steel.
Downstream manufacturers.
And it seems to me you are at that fulcrum where the steel jobs translate into those jobs downstream.
Correct. That's right. Downstream manufacturers potentially could get squeezed with higher input costs while still having to compete with foreign finished goods.
That was Steve Rogers of Hannibal Industries, technically, by the way, in Vernon, California. We shot a little video while we were there, the steel industry at work in Southern California. Check it out on YouTube. We're Marketplace APM.